Welcome to season one of Why Play Anywhere Else, a Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast by the players, for the players. My name is Jay Shrigling, and I'll be your host. With that being said, Arkansas Sticks president, Coach Chase Brewster, is always on the lookout to enhance the opportunities for all of his players across the country and enhance his program in general. We believe this podcast is another aspect to that goal. Be ready for some in-depth conversation and some genuine content here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Let's dig into today's episode after a word from our sponsor. Episode sponsor is JKR Baseball. After starting as the JKR podcast less than 2 years ago, 2023 will be a year of expansion. That expansion not only includes this podcast, but the potential for an entire baseball podcast network. Other features and services include event management, collegiate baseball player branding, NIL advisement, and a new blog starting this spring. With this expansion, we are now on the lookout for future young talent with similar mindsets. Are you a college or even a high school student that wants to work in baseball? JKR Baseball might be the place for you to get your foot in the door. If this sounds like something you may be interested in, contact me, Jay Shrigling, at 260-585-4388. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. And welcome back to Why Play Anywhere Else, the Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We're the podcast for the players, by the players. Special guests today include 2023 Southern Arkansas signee Thomas Rule, 2025 utility player, infielder and outfielder Grant Carnes, and 2026 left-handed pitcher Walker Wright. Super pumped to get all three of you guys here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. How are all you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Awesome. So one question I'd like to dig in with everybody before we get it rolling, just to get you guys, you know, talking about yourselves, same question. For those who don't know you, how would you guys introduce yourself? Who exactly is Walker Wright? Who exactly is Thomas Rule? Who exactly is Grant Carnes? Let's go ahead and start with that order. Just kind of take us through that.
Yeah, my name is Walker Wright. I'm a left-handed pitcher, outfielder. I also play first base, and I go to Pleasant Grove out of Texarkana, Texas, and I've played for Sticks for, it's been 5 years now.
My name's Thomas Rule. I'm a 2023. I'm a right-handed pitcher, and I've been playing with the Sticks for the last two summers, and I go to Ward Melville High School in New York.
My name is Grant Carnes. I play baseball for the Sticks and go to Greenwood, Arkansas. Go to Greenwood High School in Arkansas, and I've been playing for the Sticks for 1 year.
Okay, so we got six, we got 2 years, we got 1 year there. For each of you guys, kind of stick with the same order. Take us through how you guys got connected with, you know, Coach Brewster and the Arkansas Sticks, kind of how that came about, what that experience has been like so far.
Yes, sir. I got connected. I mean, Arkansas Sticks is a really big it's really big in our area. Everyone knows about them, and everybody wants to play for them. So 1 year, I was playing for the Arkansas Bandits, and we transferred to play with the Sticks, and it's been going good ever since.
So about 2 years ago, I pitched in Georgia at the WWBA against them, and I pitched pretty well for the most part. And about 4 months later, I get a text from my former travel team from my coach, and he says that Coach Brewster wanted me to come play for them in Fort Myers. So I just went there, and ever since then I've been playing with them.
I played travel ball for Arkansas Select for 4 or 5 years now, and then I ended up transferring last year to the Sticks because the whole organization, that was 14er U, went to Sticks. And I'm glad we did, because it's been a lot of fun traveling on the national team, going to Georgia. We went to Fort Myers, and it's been really well. It's been really good.
So for Grant and Thomas, if you guys playing for a previous team beyond the Arkansas Sticks, with you guys coming on board to the Sticks, what is maybe that comparison you guys have seen from the Sticks compared to that other travel ball team that you guys played for? And what kind of is that difference that, you know, makes the Arkansas Sticks so great?
I mean, from New York, it's just like our rosters, we got about 15 guys on it. We're struggling through deep playoff runs. We're not being able to have enough pitchers and stuff like that. Going down, playing with Coach Brewster's team, and I mean, we got 35 guys, never know when you're going to pitch. And it's just like, I feel ready as somebody who comes in 3-4 times a tournament. I'm just ready to pitch at any time. So just, it's better that way for me.
Kind of the same for me. On my team, there was 14 to 15 usually, and what would usually get us, like, we'd run out of pitching. And be on the Sticks team, there's 4 to 5 really good pitchers or more that are always ready to throw. And so we always have plenty of arms.
All right, so going back to the original order that we had with Walker, to Thomas, to Grant, you know, kind of take us through the relationship you guys have with Coach Brewster, maybe Coach Slay and some of the other coaches on that Arkansas Sticks coaching staff. Just kind of take us through some of those relationships you guys have built, you know, playing for the Sticks here these past couple of years.
Yes, sir. I have a ton of respect for Coach Brewster. I've known him for several years now, and he's given me some really good pitching advice, and I get to text him some, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know him this summer, get to know him better.
Playing for Coach Brewster, it's been great. Knowing him the way he took me in 2 years ago, coming down there for the first time, playing with guys I've never met before, you made me feel at home, and just makes me want to come back every single time.
I met him last year, and it went really well. He's a super cool guy, and he's helped, like, me get, you know, recruited better and help me learn how to pitch better and, like, mechanics and stuff. And he's just really cool, and it's been really good to me.
Okay. So you guys look back into your guys' travel baseball careers. Thomas, I mean, you got a couple tournaments left being a class of 2023 playing at the 17U level this year. Grant and Walker, you guys have a little bit of time left here, a couple of years. But as you guys look back into your travel baseball careers, what are some of those just favorite memories that come to mind, whether that's, you know, doing something pretty cool on the field, maybe some stuff off the field? What are some of those just favorite memories that come to mind when you think of travel baseball?
Mine is definitely getting to play in the Tropicana Field in Tampa. That was a really good memory, and yeah.
For me, it's got to be with Coach Brewster's team. We went to Jupiter, and the whole thing with the White Sox and the Sticks, just the whole experience was amazing. I mean, I would have never thought I'd be doing that 2-3 years ago, but I mean, that was great.
Mine was going to Georgia and pitching a semifinal game and pitching, I think, right underneath 6 innings and giving up no runs and like 3 hits. And just, I mean, playing on those fields are just so much different than anywhere else. They're so much cooler.
Yeah. So for Thomas, you mentioned that White Sox scout team. I know you're going to be playing for them this upcoming summer. But for you, what was that experience like, you know, putting on that White Sox uniform, getting the chance to play, you know, an official uniform like that? Just take us through that experience down there in Florida and what you're looking forward to most for this upcoming summer with the White Sox scout team.
Yeah, like the whole thing was unreal. I mean, I saw it 2 weeks before I was going down there. He like released it that we were wearing these, and it was just like, we got a job to do, go represent the White Sox well and represent the Sticks as well as we can. So the whole experience playing down in Jupiter with the best competition in the world at that age, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. And was that your first time playing for the Arkansas Sticks at that point?
No, that was actually in October, I believe. And I played with them, I think, 2021 at the end of the year. That was the first time in Fort Myers, but that was for Brewster's team, but it wasn't with the Sticks. I wasn't with the,
Okay, so obviously when you're with the Sticks, I mean, I'm sure there's a target on your guys' backs because you guys are, you know, that top 5, top 10 program, you know, in the country when it comes to travel baseball organizations. But when you guys are wearing that Chicago White Sox uniform, you know, do you think that adds an extra target on your back as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, playing there, we got a lot of media, but for me, I'm not big into that. I'm more just focused on, you know, when the teams went in, when it's my time to go in, I just – got to make every second count. There's no fooling around. It's just getting it done.
Okay. All right, guys. So let's go ahead. Let's flip this order around. Let's go ahead. Start with Grant. Go to Thomas. Then to Walker. Go ahead and kind of let's transition to high school baseball. Take us through, you know, what these past couple seasons have been like for you guys, Grant and Thomas. Walker, I know you are a fresh. Or did I mess it up? Walker, you're freshman.
Yes, sir. I'm a freshman.
Okay. So Walker, with you being a freshman, kind of take us through maybe some what the freshman year's been like so far. Maybe there's some of those biggest surprises. And then for Thomas and Grant, kind of take us through what these past couple seasons have been like and what this season has been like so far here in the 2023 spring.
Last year went pretty well for me. It was my first year, and I started as a freshman and was one of the starting pitchers and led the team in a batting average and had two home runs. And this year, we are about, I think, 5 or 6 games in, and we're 3-3, and we're starting to build up. Now we have all of our basketball guys back, and it's going well. And I'm one of the starting pitchers, and we have a returning guy who had been hurt. And so we're looking good this year. We're looking a lot better.
I mean, our high school team, we played well. Last year, we made it to – we were one game away from the Long Island Championship, which is a big deal up there, and pitched – I was, I think, 6-3 last year. I'm a PO, so I was 6-3 with like a 2.4 ERA. So this year we're looking a lot better. Being a senior, I feel like it's just I got like 2 months left, and I just got to make every moment count with, my childhood friends.
Yeah, it's been awesome getting to play with all my high school buddies for the first time, and Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's been awesome getting able to play with them. And I feel like every time I keep going to the mound, I just keep getting stronger and keep locating my pitches very well.
Okay.
It's getting stronger.
So for Grant and Walker, I know you guys are located in Arkansas, you know, where the Arkansas Sticks are located. Thomas, you're in New York. Let's go ahead. Take us through what that competition level looks like in your guys' regions, maybe some big-time prospects you guys are facing, some big-time teams you guys have circled on that calendar. What does that competition level look like in your guys' parts of Arkansas and then, Thomas, for you in New York?
The competition's pretty good. I'd say it's better in travel ball, but in each lineup, you usually have about 6 or 7 guys that can hit really well, and then towards the bottom, you kind of lose it a bit. But, I mean, you're facing multiple commits usually every game, either in pitching or just, you know, in the field, and guys that can just hit really well. Yeah,
for us, we play some good teams for high school ball. I mean, some of the more – we have a couple scrimmages coming up. Like this Friday, we're playing St. Anthony's, which is a private school, and they got a kid going to UNC up to 96, and we got to face them. So, I mean, it's unreal, some of the players that we're playing with from up north. But playing down south, like in Jupiter with these guys, it's way different than down south.
Yeah. High school ball really has some good talent around here. I've played several commits. There's usually at least 1 or 2 commits on every other high school baseball team. But travel definitely has, I feel like, more elite players. I've played a lot more talent in travel ball.
Okay. So, you know, as this season continues to roll on, what are some of those goals you guys have, you know, on the personal side of things, but also on the team side of things for high school ball, but then also for the Arkansas Sticks this upcoming summer? I know it's a two-parter question there. Just kind of take us through that a little bit.
All right, for school ball, I mean, obviously the goal for us is to get a state championship this year. We should have been better than what we were last year, and just, you know, we'd split with teams that we should have beat and just kind of hurt ourselves there. And then for myself, it's to hit 90 in my fastball and develop my changeup more. And then on travel ball, I mean, I just want to, for like me, I want to start getting recruited more and hopefully get some offers throughout the summer. And as a team, like start winning more tournaments and stuff and just be really good like we were last year.
For our high school, it's more about we're big into just focusing on game after game. But right now, our goal right now is just to win our league and then go from there with the playoffs. Personally, it's just mentally, physically, everything preparing for college this upcoming fall. So everything I've been doing in the is trying to make myself as ready as possible for that. And for summer ball, I'm just looking to have another great year playing for a Coach Brewster, one of the greatest coaches, took me in, and it was – I just love playing for the guy.
Yeah, for high school ball, it's definitely to win district right now. That's our main focus. And then after that, the playoffs of winning a state championship. And as far as travel ball goes, just to help my team every weekend getting better and better.
So let's go ahead. Let's flip this order around, you know, one more time. Let's go ahead to Thomas, to Grant, to Walker. Let's talk about college. I know, Thomas, you're going to Southern Arkansas here, you know, after this summer. You know, Grant and Walker, I know you guys, you're probably in that recruiting process to some extent. Thomas, starting with you, go ahead and kind of take us through your whole recruiting process in terms of, you know, when coaches started reaching out, maybe some key things you were looking for. And then for Grant and Walker, kind of take us through where you guys are at right now within that recruiting process and maybe some key things you guys are looking for as you guys continue on with this process.
So for me, I started off by, before playing for Coach Brewster, my vision was always just go to school near home, play baseball, and then after college, I know what I want to do. I want to be a cop. I want to be a police officer. So I knew wherever I played, I'd go play and just focus on that, and then right after that, go do that. But after Coach Brewster took me in and I saw just over the summer, just my growth and everything, one day I get a text in August. I wake up probably about 9:30. Coach Brewster texts me, and then I get a text from a random number, and Coach is like, My college coach, Coach Pettigrew, fell in love when I met him. I went down there in October as well. And I visited the school. And I told him the day that he reached out to me, it took about 4 hours for me to talk to my parents and just say, you know what, this is the best opportunity I've gotten, and I'm going for it. I don't like waiting around, seeing if there's any other offers. This guy wants to take a chance on me. If he wants me, then I'm going there if it's a good fit for me, and it was, and it's going to be.
For me, I would love to go play Division I in either football or baseball at Arkansas or other D1 schools. And I would love to go pitch or play receiver. And, you know, it'd just be so cool to be able to go and, you know, get a scholarship just to play baseball or just play a sport I love.
Yeah, right now I'm just – I'd really love to play Division I baseball or football or anything like that. But right now I'm really focusing on, like, hitting up college camps baseball-wise. And I've been to a couple Arkansas camps, and I've really liked it.
Okay. So, Grant and Walker, you both kind of bring up football there. I know from talking to Coach Brewster, you guys are two pretty good football players. What kind of difficulties do you think that kind of brings, you know, going through a whole fall, focusing completely on football, and as soon as that football season comes to an end, you guys maybe flipping a switch, focusing on baseball? How do you guys kind of handle that being multi-sport athletes?
You got to always be working hard, and it's like, you know, you're going to finish football and you're going to be sore and stuff, but you got to jump right into baseball. And like during football season, you still got to be working on baseball, like building your arm, working on like pitching, still playing catch and stuff. And just a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, like he said, just in a football season, you still got to focus on baseball while you're not doing football. It's a really big key to keep throwing the baseball and like that.
Okay. So, Thomas, you are heading to Southern Arkansas as a pitcher, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, let's go ahead and move into the on-the-field play here. So, for Thomas and for Walker, kind of take us through your pitching repertoire. Grant, kind of take us through your hitting approach when it comes to you're on the on-deck circle. You know, what's going through your mind? You start walking up to that batter's box. What are you trying to do with each at-bat? Let's kind of go ahead and stick with that same order we had before with Thomas to Grant to Walker.
So my repertoire, I throw a four-seam fastball, throw a slider, and I throw a changeup. I've been working on trying to mix in a curveball, but I'm more of a three-quarters kind of sidearm thrower, so it's kind of hard for me to get over the top with the curveball. So other than that, it's just those three pitches. And, I mean, my favorite pitch is my changeup by far. I love throwing it.
I pitch upper 80s and throw a fastball, curveball, and slider and changeup. But my best two usually are fastball and curve. My best two pitches are fastball and curveball. I trust the curveball a lot. I usually don't walk many people. I can control both of them very well. And then, like, whenever I'm hitting and stuff, when I'm on deck, I like, you know, before I get on deck, I'll see like tendencies of like what pitches he likes to throw, like what he'll start batters with and stuff. And usually I go up there and hit the first pitch and you don't have to worry about much after that. But if I fall behind in the count, I still try to hit the fastball and just foul off the curve. And that's really like my plan.
Yeah, I throw a fastball, changeup, and curveball. My fastball and curveball, I've really been able to locate really well. And my big focus right now is locating my changeup and just working on my changeup.
So digging into the mechanic side of things, go ahead and I guess for Grant, for you, kind of go through your mechanics for hitting and pitching. But for Thomas and Walker, kind of go through your mechanics, you know, when you're up there on the mound, going through that windup. Just take us through what those mechanics kind of look like.
I mean, I'm pretty loose. I mean, I struggle to always have the same and repeat. So some days it's like higher leg lift, lower leg lift. It's kind of just – I get in the bullpen before I'm about to throw and whatever I'm feeling, I just do it. I mean, I know it's not the best thing, but it's just for right now it's working, but it's something I want to work on. But I mean, just trying to repeat my delivery every single time is just something that I've been focusing on.
I'm kind of the same way as him. Some days I'll like have a higher leg kick than other days. I need to like get one down so that I'm always like really accurate. And then something else I've worked on more lately is like when runners are on, not to get into like a repeated like pitching. So like I come set and wait a second, try and make it different so that it's harder to steal on me and stuff.
Yeah, just like they said, I have a pretty big leg kick, and when runners get on, I really focus on trying to mix in the slide step every now and then just to show the runners something different every single time.
So looking at your game's entireties, let's say you guys are scouts watching yourself play. What would be that personal scouting report that you would write up on yourself?
Playing for Coach Bruce's team, I've always been the first one. Or I always try and make sure I'm the first one, help out anyone needs something. Picking other guys up through high school baseball, like – being a senior with the younger guys on the team, just making sure that I'm always available to help others with anything. That's not just like, I mean, in school, someone needs a ride, I'll always drive someone somewhere. Just trying to be the best teammate and best person to everyone possible.
I'd say for the pitching part, I throw upper 80s and have really good control and limit walks. And on the hitting side, I do not strike out. I put the ball in play somewhere and I can hit across all the field. Outside of baseball, I mean, I'm a good teammate, help people that need it. And I mean, I'm not involved in a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, on the baseball part, I'm a crafty lefty. I have decent velocity and I try to be the best leader I can be to my teammates and to the coaches and always help my teammates out.
Okay. So looking into the development for all three of you guys, you know, as you continue on, Thomas, as you get to that next level, go to play collegiate baseball, Grant and Walker, as you guys continue on with your guys' high school careers, when you're looking at development, what would be some of those key things that you guys are wanting to put an emphasis on within that development?
For me, it would just be, you know, getting bigger, getting stronger, hoping the velo goes up. And just before I get to college, I just want to be a better baseball player all around and just try and maximize myself and just try and be the best version of myself I could be.
I'm similar to him. I want to just be like overall just faster, stronger, just work hard and build my velocity and control my sliders and everything and just make everything around as a pitcher better. And then as a hitter, just, I mean, when I get the pitch I'm looking for, just to hammer it. Cause I mean, sometimes I'll get it and just still be late and stuff. And just, you know, hit a lot and just, you know, build confidence and stuff. The batter's box.
Yeah, mine's definitely getting in the weight room, getting stronger, and definitely building velocity on my fastball, all my pitches.
Okay. So with where you guys are at within your guys' baseball careers right now, I'm sure you guys have had, you know, a ton of influential people within your career. But if you had to choose, you know, maybe two to three people who have been the most influential, who would those couple people be, and what would be the reasonings for them being so influential?
So I'll start off. I have My high school coach, I've known him since I was about 5 years old. He's been, I mean, everything through everything with me. All my travel ball before the Arkansas Sticks. He was my he was the coach that called me up saying that I'm starting against the Sticks, and I looked at him as if he was crazy because I looked at that roster and all I saw was all the Power Five, all the insane players that were on that team. And for him to have the confidence in me and for me to go out there and pitch pretty well, which at the time after the game, I was like, man, I didn't do very good. But when I looked at it maybe a couple days later and just everyone talking to me about it, I was like, I mean, I pitched for myself. I feel like it kind of just changed and I pitched well. So, and now playing for him at the high school level, everything he's done for me, I mean, it's just been incredible for my coach. And another person, Coach Brewster, I mean, just once again talking about him, taking him in, taking me in to play for him. I mean, 3 months later, I would have never thought I'd be getting a phone call or getting a text from him saying that he wants me to come down and play. And, I mean, I guess playing there in Fort Myers with him, he saw enough. And, what do you know, a couple months later, I'm going down and playing with him in PBR in Georgia. And then it's been amazing ever since.
I'd say mine would be my high school coach, Coach Brewer. I haven't known him for too long, but he came here as the head coach this year, and he just knows a ton of baseball, and he's, you know, super such a cool guy. And I mean, he's helped me develop my pitches and stuff, work on like little things on batting that just made me a lot better. And then I'd say my dad is huge on it because, I mean, he's paid for lessons and stuff, helped me since I'm probably 4 years old. And I mean, he's even put in a batting cage now and everything. And then I'd say Coach Brewster too, because he's helped, you know, get me recruited and help me get seen and stuff.
Mine's definitely my parents. They've done a lot for me. They've been taking me to tournaments ever since I was 6 years old. All the weekends, they've taken me to all the tournaments. And mine's definitely also Coach Fincher, my high school baseball coach. He's helped me a lot this year with pitching, hitting, everything. And also Coach Brewster. I really thank him for giving me the opportunity to play for Sticks.
Okay. So, guys, let's go ahead and dig into my last segment here. Let's flip around the order one last time to, I believe, what was the first order, from Walker to Grant to Thomas. Let's go ahead, dig into passions here. So, beyond that game of baseball, let's say you have to go, you know, maybe cope with some stress, take your mind off of some things, just get away from the game of baseball. What are some of those passions that you guys have?
Mine, definitely. I like to hunt. I go hunting with my family all the time and fishing.
For me, I'd say, I mean, I like to play video games a little bit and watch sports. And then I like to, like, buy and resell shoes and stuff like that.
I'm big up here. We got, I mean, not really during the winter, but during the summer, we got beautiful beaches. So, I mean, being able to drive, it's just been easy, like, rough day. Just go to the beach, just hang out. Even at night, it's beautiful with just the water and everything. It's just a place to go and just settle down.
Okay. So how far are you from downtown New York?
I'm on Long Island, so I'm about, I mean, realistically, probably like 45 minutes. But New York traffic, it'll probably take me about an hour and a half to get to, like, Times Square.
Okay. All right, guys. So digging into motivations here, what is it that helps you guys, you know, get out of bed every morning, just continuously evolve as a ball player, as a person? What do some of those motivations kind of look like?
Mine's definitely just getting to be able to play baseball with my teammates. If you're ever having a bad day, I mean, they always have your back. So it's definitely teammates is a really big thing. Just being able to spend time with all my teammates and play the game.
I'm similar to him too. Just being able to just go play baseball with all your friends and stuff and hang out and have fun. And then just know that, like, there's a lot of people that can't play baseball and stuff and you can. So just enjoy it. And then just to work to be able to go play college and get a scholarship to play baseball. I mean, that'd be really cool.
Yeah. So pretty much for me, it's also like knowing that I'm playing high school baseball with some of my best friends, my cousin. We're all, I mean, we've been friends since we were in second grade, first grade, and getting out of bed, everything, just knowing that I got to work hard with everything I do also comes with me going to college next fall, just knowing that, you know, I gotta step up and just, I gotta get on top of my stuff, and I can't fall behind, because if I fall behind, then I can't stay and play, and I have to come home. So,
okay. So to get into my last question here on the Why Play Worlds podcast, when you guys do head to that collegiate level, Thomas, I mean, you're not too far away from it. You guys are going to get that opportunity to capitalize on your name, image, and likeness. I'm sure you guys have all heard about it. When you guys do get that opportunity, what would be that dream brand you guys would love to endorse, collaborate with, partner with, whatever it happens to be? What would be that dream brand?
Mine would definitely be, I'm a big fan of Evo Shield. I love their stuff. And gloves wise, I use 44 Pro. And that, I mean, they've really done me good. Like, I've always used them.
For me, I'd be Wilson, because I mean, I love the A2K gloves. And I mean, I love my A2K custom I have that I got probably a bit over 6 months ago. And it just looks so cool.
Yeah. For me, it would have to be Rawlings. Just me being a pitcher, just having an endorsement with Rawlings, getting whatever gloves I want, customizing them. I mean, I already have two of them now, and it's just that'd be crazy to think about.
Okay. So all glove companies you guys are choosing. I love it. All three different ones too. Shoot. All right. But no, guys, that's the final question here on the Why Play Worlds podcast. You know, super appreciative of all three of you guys here coming on the show. I do want to wish you the best of luck as you guys continue on with your spring season, go to this summer, head to that next level, play your next couple of years of high school ball. Just best of luck the rest of your guys' careers. And like I said, again, just thanks for coming on the Why Play Worlds podcast.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.